My first response to the story, as it was given to me in October of 2014, was, what a great story. And I knew very little about dementia and realised I had to do a lot of research. And I was fortunate, there's a very close friend of mine who lives in the southeast who works for the Alzheimer's Society, so she sent me a huge pack of information. And the Alzheimer's Society sent us more, Methodist Home sent us more. Then I started to meet people with the disease and their carers. And then everything changed for me, and also for the storyliners and the producers and the writers, because we realise now just what was at stake, how huge this issue is, how important it is for us to get it right, because if we didn't, the people we were now meeting would be quite rightly furious with us. And we had to almost try twice as hard, because on a show like ours, it's popular. We're expected to be populist, to sensationalise stories and therefore cheapen them. And we absolutely were adamant that we did not want to do that. We never want to do it, but particularly with this story. It would have been an outrage if we'd done that. And so we've stuck very, very much to true-to-life stories. The great thing about talking to people with this disease and their carers is that they're giving their stories, which are much more valuable than anything we could come up with, because they have the obvious benefit of being true. And every one of the chapters of the story that we've told has come from an incident or a story that someone with this disease or a carer has told us. It's been incredibly well researched. The writing has been absolutely fantastic. And it's been, in many ways, a difficult thing to play, but a joy at the same time, because it was so true. To use that word again.
And so, because you've really got into the heads of people with dementia, you must appreciate the difficulties that they do face day to day.
Well, yes. I mean, we in particular wanted to do that with one episode that was really quite out there as an episode, which we transmitted on the 20th of December last year. It was mainly the idea of our current producer, Ian McLeod, who wanted us to portray the world as Ashley sees it. And the terror that the world as Ashley sees it can hold for him is utterly bewildering. And so what we did is we used locations which had looked a bit like Emmerdale but weren't, and we cast new actors who looked a bit like established characters but weren't, and even sounded a bit like them but they weren't. We even altered my set so that it looked like my set but was strangely threatening and changed, even down to the wallpaper, even down to the pictures on the walls, even down to the pattern on the backs of the furniture. So it all looked very, very odd and threatening. And in doing that, even doing simple things like Ashley at one point tries to pay for something with some money, but the money he holds in his hand is blank. They're blank circles of metal. And you see it then, how Ashley would see money. It's meaningless. And I think we did succeed in portraying that world, because certainly the feedback we got from people was sudden and enormous. And it made us realise quite sharply, if we didn't know already, what a huge issue this is and just how many people this affects. Because we were overwhelmed by the feedback on social media, which happened during the programme and immediately afterwards, was an absolute avalanche. And I think that we got it right, and we're all quietly very, very proud of that episode. And indeed, the Alzheimer's Society are now using that episode as a training video so that it can show to people, this is what it's like.
And what are you hoping that people got out of watching it? If you could give them one message, what are you hoping that was through that episode?
Well, there are two messages, really. One is to the people with the disease and their carers, which is this quite simple message that you want to convey when you do any drama, which is, you're not alone. We try to understand. And the other message for people who don't know this condition is, this is what it's like, this is what the issue is about, this is why it's so vitally important we address this as an issue, because it's going to become, is or has already become, the biggest health issue that we're going to face in the developed world, and we really seriously must start tackling it.
And that's where charities like Dementia Forward come in. They're celebrating 5 years of helping people with dementia. And so you must have an even bigger appreciation of the work they do now.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I've chatted to them quite extensively, as along with other charities. I mean, the great thing about Dementia Forward is it's locally based. It knows of the concerns locally and has direct contact with a smaller group of people than, say, the bigger organisations, the national organisations would have. Therefore, it can deal with it, the disease more intimately, if you like. And link up with the NHS and all the rest of it. And I mean, and the lovely thing is that my great friend Helen has been my introduction to them, and we're here as well to look at her portraits that she's done of people with dementia, and they're some of the best portrait photography I've ever seen in my life. And not only that, it adamantly demonstrates that these are people first, and then they have dementia.